us to demand it.
How y'all doing? I'm about to go get this change to wash clothes.
She's never sad, is she? Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
Prince, it's for my Minnesota peeps. Thanks y'all for tuning in, man. We appreciate y'all. Where y'all been? Yeah, that was just wild as hell to us. We're like, not even one damn person from Minnesota has been listening. Yeah, but so that's cool. You know, you guys are neighbors. Good morning, y'all. Peace and blessings. It's Sunday morning, April 28th. My apologies for yesterday. I said Saturday was April 28th. So, it's Sunday, April 28th. My apologies. How's everyone doing? Hope life's treating you well. I'm doing fine. It is 4:04 a.m. on Sunday morning. And first I want to just start out by saying we finally got Minnesota listeners. Yeah, I woke up this morning because Michelle and I went to bed at 7:30 last night. It was a long ass day though, because I had got up Saturday morning. Excuse me if you can hear my stomach growling. I haven't even let the dog out or anything yet. I got up, brushed my teeth, washed my face, threw my do-rag on, made some coffee, and got on the laptop, checked my phone, and I was like, 5 Minnesotas? Because, you know, you can see the downloads and stuff like that, where your listeners come from or whatever. And, we've been doing podcasting now for about 2.5 months, and we finally got some people from Minnesota. It was just always odd to us. Excuse me, it was odd to us. Because, you know, we're here in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee. And we have listeners from every state. Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. You know, circling us, around us. But no Minnesotas. We just thought that was odd. We were like, does Minnesota get Spotify and Podbean and iHeartRadio and all that? But yeah, thank you so much, Minnesota, our neighbors. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it, Michelle and I. Yep, thank you so much. And so this morning, I'm going to be talking about the Dontre Hamilton situation. Well, I did a podcast yesterday. I briefly discussed the situation there. So I hope you guys did some more research on that. Still trying to dig in to see exactly where that officer Manny is doing nowadays. Just kind of to want to see where he's working and just like what he's doing. Because, you know, I was saying a lot of times when cops get fired or disciplined and stuff like that, they'll end up, you know, you'll see them end up popping up at another police station somewhere in the country, whether it's a smaller one or whatever. They end up resurfacing and getting their jobs back and stuff like that once things quiet down and shit. So I'm going to do some more digging into that just to kind of see what's up with him. He shouldn't be a cop anywhere anymore. You know what I mean? All right, so check this damn story out here. This is crazy and this is very relatable for me. Like I was telling you guys, you know, I've paid all my restitution. Okay, it's no secret I'm on parole, right? I get off parole July of 2026, right? So I'm closing in. I got just a tad bit over 2 years left, right? I paid all my restitution, my court costs, my supervision fees, everything, right? Everything. My legal obligations, I've paid all. I have a zero balance on that, right? Remember I was telling you guys, And I paid that up. Let's see, I paid all that up last December. So January, February, March, April, May. So I paid all of that shit off like 5-6 months ago, right? Actually, it might have been longer than that. But my point is, when I had paid everything up, right, I remember asking my PO, I was like, so now that I paid all my fees, everything, right, I have a zero balance, like, so what's next? Like, she was like, oh, well, you'll just have to pay $20 a month now. Just basically because I'm on parole still. You know what I mean? Which I think is dumb as hell. So they're basically just milking me. Like, what's the point of making me pay $20 damn? You know what I mean? So it's just like overkill. And the reason I say that is because, like, I came across a story of this lady. And she's kind of going through something very similar. So I'm going to play this video and tell me what you guys think.
State of Florida had what is called an exemption from disqualification, and they told me that you are not eligible because you owe over $127,000 for an incarceration fee from the state of Florida.
What was your reaction?
I cried. I was hysterically crying.
Now keep in mind, this, she's a former inmate. Former. And they were still making her pay $50 to be in her cell or whatever when she was locked up.
I literally felt like my entire past just punched me in the face. When I was 13, my parents split up. So it caused, you know, a lot of dysfunction, a lot of misdirection in the household. So I found a boyfriend that unfortunately got me hooked on opiates, you know, snorting them, smoking them, and then eventually I started shooting them.
And this was all while you were a teenager?
Yes.
After turning 18, Hoffman was charged with a third-degree felony.
I had pawned something that, was stolen.
Then a burglary charge.
Both of those charges are drug influenced. Ever since, 10 years ago, I've never caught another charge. I told him, I said, listen, Your Honor, you keep putting me on the streets, I'm gonna die. Like, I need help.
Hoffman was sentenced to the Phoenix House for a year, but did not complete the program.
The director kicked me out.
Because of that, the judge sentenced Hoffman to 7 years in prison.
Fuck.
She served 10 months. The judge.
That's some goddamn bullshit.
In a youth offender boot camp.
I had paid everything off. I petitioned the courts to get off of probation.
See? This woman paid all her shit off. You heard her just say that? She paid everything. They were still making her pay for shit. Man, it's a cold world out here. It's brutal. This story is out of Arizona, too. And this is a black woman. All right, I won't stop it anymore. There's about a minute left.
He clapped for me and said, you above anybody deserve this. Congratulations, Ms. Hoffman. I've taken pictures with him, given him a hug, and he wrote me a handwritten Christmas card telling me he liked to do it. I finally felt like, the book was closed. Your redemption is complete.
Within 3 years, when applying for that exemption to work in case management, her dream job, Hoffman found out that she, like thousands of others, still owes the state $50 a day for the 7 years of her original sentence, $127,750.
Bullshit.
Charged me for a cell that I didn't occupy.
That's crazy.
So tricked and so fooled. There is no ladder with that. That will ever truly allow you to be a second chance anything. There isn't. And they make sure of it.
Hoffman's grand.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Why you think my podcast is called Cold World, man? These people be doing some straight up BS to us sometimes, man. You know what I mean? And who runs a prison system? Who makes the laws in the prisons? White people. Check this one out. This is this white lady, and she is trying to act like she's being harassed. She's clearly not. This is from Bishop Talbert Swan, and his post says, Jewish woman walking her dog on Northwestern University campus calls the police and tells a blatant lie that she is being surrounded and attacked. People like her need to be arrested for filing false police reports and putting innocent people in danger. Let's see what she was talking about.
No, you are free to move.
Lion ass Karen. The Karen, it looks like her dog don't even want to be with her. No one's bothering this lady. I'm watching the video. No one's within a good 10 feet of her.
She's free to leave. No one is surrounding her.
I'm just walking my dog. I need help.
She's free to leave.
Damsel in distress. Of course you're wearing white stuff. And some more. I'm just scrolling through my feed, man, and these stories are just ridiculous. This is from Exposed Racists and Pedophiles. Recessive gene carrier murders black woman. This is a white guy that murdered a black woman. I'm going to play the video, but I'm going to read the clip here. A black missing Louisiana teenager's body was found dismembered in a river. Now, a man she met online has been charged with her murder. It was reported that a body was floating on the Quachita River. Deputies recovered the body, but found only a torso. The body was identified as 19-year-old Cheryl Turner, who was reported missing by her twin sister. The identified Anthony Pierce Holland Jr. as the killer in this case. White man, Caucasoid, Anthony Pierce Holland Jr. is the killer in this case. Anthony Pierce Holland Jr. admitted to killing Cheryl Turner and dismembering her body inside his home. Bitch-ass white dude. Same thing, eerie resemblance to the Max Anderson case. So I'm going to play this clip, you guys. This stuff's making me mad.
That's right, Kyla. 29-year-old Anthony Pierce Holland Jr. has been arrested and charged in the death of 19-year-old Cheryl Turner. And we do want to warn you, some of the details in this case may be extremely disturbing. On January 24, 2024, the partial remains of Cheryl Turner were discovered in Catahoula Parish by a local boater. Catahoula Parish detectives began their investigation by conducting an autopsy and several DNA tests to identify the victim. The remains matched the description of Cheryl Turner.
I'm just going to pause it for a second, man, because I know I talk about race and stereotypes a lot and stuff like that, but you got to understand the world I was living in, you know, in and out of prison, getting in trouble and shit like that. You know, a lot of these corrections officers, a lot of the police officers and stuff, the probation and parole officers, you know, the AODA treatment counselors, all that stuff, 90% of them were white. I was telling you, these prisons up north here in Wisconsin, unless you're at MSDF, Milwaukee Secure Detention Facility in downtown Milwaukee, which is actually a prison, or you're at the county jail or the house correction or whatever the hell they're calling that now, Where else, or unless you're in one of these, you know, pre-release centers or halfway houses in the city of Milwaukee or whatever, you ain't gonna see nobody black. Corrections officer, staff, none of them. Waupun, Portage, Oshkosh, Jackson, St. Croix, Kettle Moraine, all of them, white corrections officers. And a lot of them, I ain't saying all of them, I'm going to say about 75% of them don't like black people or brown people because they already look at us like criminals. Like I was telling you, I've had corrections officers tell me, like the last time I got released, and I've been home, like I said, 11 years. April 8th was 11 years for me. I haven't fucked up, haven't been back, I have no trouble, zero. You know what I'm saying? But I had a corrections officer tell me when I got released, oh, I'll see you in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Damn, like, fuck. Where's the encouragement?
Turner, who had not been heard from since January 1st. On April 23rd, 2024, Anthony Pierce Holland Jr., a West Monroe resident, was arrested and questioned by detectives of the West Monroe Police Department. According to court documents, authorities learned that on January 1st, Holland picked up the victim from New Iberia in a black Toyota Corolla and traveled back to Washington Parish. According to the Catahoula Parish Sheriff's Office, on January 2nd, the victim's phone connected to Wi-Fi near Holland's home on Trenton Street in West Monroe. On the same day at 11:26 p.m., the victim's phone stopped transmitting messages via text.
Going to get me some coffee and let Charlie outside. I'll be back in a minute.
To the discovery of the remains. Medical examiner,
there's only about 20 seconds left.
The time frame in which the remains were in the river was consistent with the time frame when Holland's vehicle was seen in the area. The autopsy report indicated that the victim sustained fatal injuries to her neck and was allegedly sexually assaulted by Holland. Holland admitted to killing, dismembering, and disposing of the victim in a body of water that feeds into the Washita River. Holland was charged with second-degree murder and was not granted a bond after appearing in court today. He is expected to return to court on Friday, April 26th. For
good, he shouldn't get out. And then here's what's going to happen, too. When this guy goes to court and stuff like that, and he gets sentenced. Now, I don't want people being all pissed off if the judge gives him life. You know what I'm saying? Then he ends up getting out 20 years from now or some shit like that, and he ends up doing something else wrong to somebody. People are going to be all mad at whoever the governor is of Louisiana. They'll be like, oh, he let him out. No, no. Be mad at the judge. Because the judge in this case should be giving this dude life without the possibility of parole. Because then you ain't got to worry about him ever being released. That's one thing I get sick of too. Like when people get released and shit like that for these crimes, they get all mad at like here in Wisconsin, people are, Tony Evers, the governor here in Wisconsin, people are, Tony Evers is letting people out of prison. No, he's not. No, he's not. Tell these judges and DAs to give some of these fucking animals, this white animal, life without possibility of parole, so you don't have to ever get out again. And I got one more for you. This is the one I had pulled up last night. I'm glad I didn't forget about it because I'm all this new bullshit this morning I'm waking up to. So here's another one. So this is 5 months ago, the Blood Tribe. Once again, 5 months ago, the Blood Tribe, which is a white supremacist neo-Nazi group, demonstrated on the University of Wisconsin campus. Oh my God, damn. Here in Wisconsin. University of Wisconsin campus, brandishing rifles, carrying swastika flags, and chanting, Israel is not our friend, and there will be blood, blood, blood. The protesters were all white. You hear me? I'm not making this stuff up. Be mad at the people that are doing this stuff while people are like, why is he always talking about race? Go listen to another podcast because I don't care how you feel about that. The protesters were all white males. Police did nothing. Yesterday, unarmed, peaceful students demonstrated at Emory University against genocide in Palestine. The protesters were mostly black and other non-white students. That's why them fucking racist white dudes came out, because it was black people out there protesting. That's why. Police tear gassed, tased, brutalized, used rubber bullets, and arrested them. Nice. Wait, were they rubber bulleting? I'm saying nice. I'm hoping they rubber bulleted the white supremacist dudes. That'd be awesome. Let's see. I'm going to play this video. These white supremacists walking around with their swastika flags. They got their faces covered. Show your faces, you bitches. Listen at the anger in their voices. Yeah, that's crazy. They're arresting the protesters. And the Nazi bitches don't look like they're getting arrested. They're arresting the peaceful protesters, the black and white peaceful protesters. Because, you know, a lot of these cops would be fucking in bed with these Nazi bitches. If you don't like the cussing, go listen to another podcast. It's a way of expressing myself. Cold world. That's enough for this morning. I'm about to go get me some food. Probably go lay back down after I let the dog out. I'm gonna just go watch the local news for a minute. And go lay back down and then go celebrate with my brother and family for his birthday later, like around noonish, and then watch the NBA playoffs. Thanks for listening, y'all. My family that's listening, I love y'all. And everyone else, friends, acquaintances, strangers that are listening, thank you for listening. Stay safe. Do something good for somebody. I'm gonna get my little music together here from an intro and outro. Just figuring out what I'm gonna play today for you guys. And so happy birthday, big bro. What's his birthday? On the 30th, but we're celebrating today, you know what I mean, because we work and stuff during the weekday, so it's hard to get together like in the evenings and stuff, so that's why we're doing it today. So I am going to go let the dog out. I said that for the third time. And just go get some fresh air, throw a load of clothes in, and then that's it. And we will be back, because we'll be off, you know, today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. So be looking for content coming up here. Appreciate everyone. Stay safe. And I'll holler at y'all soon. Peace. Play a little music for y'all. A little jazz, Sunday morning jazz. Coltrane and Miles Davis. I'm going to just roll it out for about like 30 or 45 seconds, y'all. Thanks for listening. Thank you. How's everyone doing? So I got a story here from you. It's from the New York Post. And if this doesn't prove, or if this isn't a great example of white privilege, I don't know what is. Check this out. And then just open your mind when you listen to this.
Sorry, on the day, I was going 55, coming
from 55 and a 35. Okay. Can you please come over here? This is on a traffic stop, ma'am.
Yes, it is. Call Dennis Kohlmeier right now.
Okay, I'm telling you why I stopped you. You didn't stop at all. Did you not hear my lights or sirens or anything?
No, I didn't actually. I was on the phone. Oh.
This is a white lady. She's a New York district attorney, and she's getting pulled over by the police. And she doesn't like it.
Okay, well, you're not supposed to be on the phone while you're driving either.
Yes, I am, with the hands-free, absolutely.
Okay. Why are you so upset at me? I'm doing my job. You just admitted to me that you were going 55 and a 35 on Phillips Road.
To leave me alone. It's...
Officer Christopher. Can you stay over here, ma'am? This is a legal traffic stop. Do you have your ID?
Hey, baby. Yeah. Come check this white privilege out.
This is my lunch. Would you talk to Dennis?
Come check what?
Check this white privilege out. Hold on, I'm gonna start it over. Hold on, y'all.
Good.
Be patient.
Ma'am, can you?
Okay, check this out. So this is a upstate New York district attorney refuses to stop for speeding. Okay, check this out. It's just 2 minutes, you guys.
Okay,
I'm gonna go grab a cigarette.
55 and a 35. Okay. Can you please come over here? This is on a traffic stop, ma'am.
Yes, it is. Call Dennis Kohlmeier right now.
Okay, I'm telling you why I stopped you. You didn't stop at all. Did you not hear my lights or sirens or
no,
anything?
No, I didn't actually. I was on the phone.
Okay, well, you're not supposed to be on the phone while you're driving either.
Yes, I am, with the hands-free, absolutely.
Okay. Why are you so upset at me? I'm doing my job. You just admitted to me that you were going 55 and a 35 on Phillips Road.
People are going to be mad at me for pointing it out. I'm just trying
to prove
an example of white privilege.
This is a legal traffic stop. Do you have your ID?
No, it's in my purse. Here.
You have your purse right there.
No, this is my lunch. Would you talk to Dennis? This is ridiculous. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good. Ma'am, can you please stay at the back? This is a legal traffic stop. Can you please stay over here?
She's all going in her garage and shit. Let that have been somebody black. He would have shot him already.
I stopped her for going 55 and a 35 on Phillips Road.
I'm Phillips Road.
And she failed to stop. She drove all the way back home and parked in her garage. And now she's not complying with any of my commands. Ma'am, do not go inside.
Oh, my God.
She's going all in the house and everything. We're watching the video.
Yep. All right. Ma'am, come outside. You can't just go inside. This is a traffic stop.
He ain't gonna be asking no black dude to do that. He's gonna be giving him demands. Stop!
Can
I demand.
Supervisor, come to the scene.
No.
I don't know why you're acting like this towards me.
Because.
Can you please go to the back of the?
Because she's free, white, and 21. Remember the clip I played?
I was okay. 55.
I don't care if you got home. You were supposed to stop at Phillips Road when I pulled you over. When my lights were initiated.
I didn't know you were stopping me. There was lots of other people on the road.
She said she didn't see him or hear him. Now she's saying, I didn't know you were pulling me over.
Right.
So you
not
did
me.
See,
you can't be
so
pulling me over.
So you did see him then.
Right.
Ugh, people.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I agree.
That is an example of white privilege. That's why, it's one of the reasons why I do this.
Yeah, that's the video I sent you, because
I
was like,
that's
are
a video.
You kidding
me? Michelle sent me that video. She was like, when she saw her ears perked up. So, there we go. There you have it. So, we're about to, we got some errands to run before we go meet my bro and the fam for lunch out in Mequon. So, we're going to take a little drive. We may record some of the excursion. So be checking for that later. Peace. Baby. Wanted you to if you, what's that word? If you'd be so, yeah, you'd be so inclined to let people know the download situation and the thousand thing.
Oh, that we're at 975 downloads this morning on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Central. And we'd really like to get to 1,000 today.
Yeah, because then I think we can start. Didn't you say we can start like monetizing? Don't they start like advertise or whatever?
I'm not exactly sure how that works. And I want to talk to a person.
Yeah.
Or if anybody else has a Podbean, like, podcast that they do through Podbean, please contact us because we have some questions.
Yeah, because we're just about at 1,000, and word on the street is when you get to 1,000, like, the sponsors and shit
will start. Love to make some money off of it.
Start messing with you. You know what I'm saying? We love doing this, you know what I'm saying? And we don't plan on stopping. You see, we're doing it pretty much for free. But, you know, some money would be nice. You know, a few bucks here and there.
Yeah.
So, we got
to... if you'd like us to promote something of yours and, you know, pay a small fee for us to do that.
Exactly. And Minnesota.
Thank you.
We've been waiting and waiting. We're like, where are the Minnesota people at?
Our Minnesotans.
And we finally got five of them. When I woke up this morning, I was like, woo, nice.
Welcome.
We're wondering for a minute, do y'all got Spotify and shit? Do y'all listen to podcasts there? Because they were literally the only state around us that hadn't downloaded or... I mean, maybe people were listening, but, like, no downloads.
It was odd.
It was odd, because we got tons from Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, California.
Yeah.
We got... so many. We got New Guinea. What's that? Papua New Guinea. Canada. Even though Canada don't let... I just realized... Well, Michelle had told me that the Canada don't accept felons. Well, like, you got to be, like, 10 years. You got to be off paper for 10 years?
That's what Antoinette told me.
Oh, that's what Tony had told us, yeah. One of Michelle's friends told us. I mean, I guess that makes sense. I mean, I don't like that rule, but, like, yeah, so. That's,
I get it.
10 years though.
After, I mean, that's excessive, but I understand the mindset behind it.
That seems a little racist though.
It's,
that's a long time. Cause not only do I mean, and I don't know their laws or their how their prisons are, none of that stuff. Maybe we should do some research on that.
But I do want to do a thing on that. But
like
their
prison system.
There are a lot of white felons out there too. That's not
no doubt about it, but. The black ones experience more racism. Black people always going to experience more, the heaviest part of the racism, no matter where they're at.
Yes, true.
I
just, like, I get it to have something on it because you don't want your, you know, a lot of people, a lot of countries, their part of their revenue is tourism.
Yeah.
And so you don't want.
But ain't that a stereotype, though?
It is.
Someone from America that's got in trouble.
Well, they're it's just, any country.
It just makes it... Oh, really? But still,
any
they just make it seems like...
In.
So in their mind, like in reality, once a criminal, always a criminal. Because that's a long time. 10 years?
That is a long time.
Because I was saying, like, no matter how their laws are, you go to prison. I'm sure when they get out, they have some form of probation or parole they got to do. And then you get off that, and then you can't... I mean, I wonder how it is for them.
And maybe in other countries, like, once you're out of prison, you're done, and you're not on paper. I don't know how that works in other countries.
We're going to do a dive on that.
But, I mean, I'm sure we can find some...
Yeah, we'll get in
investigative
lab,
material on that.
On the laptop. All right, we're about to head out. We got some errands to run, and we'll holler at y'all soon. Thanks, Minnesota. Thanks, Cali. Thanks, New York. Thanks, Connecticut, Maryland, Iowa, Nebraska. Who else we got from? We haven't got anyone from Ohio yet. Where y'all at? Holla at us. Where else? Nebraska, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Michigan.
Are we bringing Stanky Magoo with us?
Yeah, we'll bring Charlie with us. All right, y'all. Peace.
What was that office they just closed here in Milwaukee?
It's called the SDC.
The SDC.
And it's Social Development.
Basically a social
coalition
program, basically for poor people.
Yeah.
To help poor or struggling, you know, basically go all around the block to get next door. You know what I'm saying? So, there's an example. Like, why is something going to close like that just abruptly? So people are losing their jobs and shit. I bet the amount of money that they spend on one of these fucking bump outs that they're building. You know what I'm saying? How much does a bump out cost?
Probably like $10,000.
Okay, well, the amount...
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, but just, you know, the example of, like, the amount of money that they're spending on bump outs and just other stuff. And that's fine, like they're spending money on things, right? It feels like they're slowly starting to try to get the city together, right? In some ways, like they're fixing up MLK, they're gonna, you know, fix up six, they got money for the lead laterals. That's great. But goddamn, man, like, how are you gonna close something like that? And then, like, all the money you're spending stuff on, you're trying to tell me something like that can't survive or get the funding?
Because closing something like that has a ripple effect.
Right.
Then it just contributes to other disparities.
Mm-hmm. A negative ripple effect on other stuff.
Right.
You know, and it's just another example. It just shows you what's important to people. Like, cause somebody had to have a meeting about that and, like, you know, lock in on that and, like, okay, we're going to close this thing. Like, why? Why? And then you don't tell nobody nothing and shit just closes and people are just out of jobs and shit. They just fired a bunch of other teachers from, what's going on at Messmer High School? Didn't they combine schools or something like that? I heard, like, that some teachers from there just got let go.
Yeah, and that's a private school. Like, I don't know.
Oh, Messmer ain't considered a public school no more?
No.
Oh, that's why they got all them white teachers working there and shit now. That was kind of, I was wondering why, like, a school right dead smack on Capitol Drive, they got a lot of...
It's a Catholic high school, like, it's all.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, even private schools get some, it's either state or federal funding, one or the other.
Right.
But they don't have to follow the same guidelines as, like, a public school.
Well, what do you think about that, though?
What?
The SDC thing.
I think it just will have a ripple effect because people relied on those services.
Right.
Because I want to say they help them find jobs, housing, all sorts of others.
Yep.
It's just like a resource center. Yep. But, like, how are you going to... But when I saw the thing on Facebook that said, like, it's closing, it was like a repost from Jermaine Reed.
Oh,
who
okay.
Said, like, if anybody's looking for, you know, employment or services, you know,
yeah.
Then he kind of